In them old cotton fields back home, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in my cradle. In them old cotton fields back home.
It's been a very educational hour on one of our C's of Arizona, one of the five C's, cotton. Three of the five C's of Arizona fall under the farming, ranching. And if somebody wanted to learn more or get involved, you had mentioned it a couple times, ArizonaFarmBureau.org, AZFB.org.
Yes, AZFB.org, and you can actually join online. And by the way, we even claim the climate C of the five C's because we in agriculture pray a lot. So we feel like, you know, we got a connection with the Lord, and he does the climate gig, so I even claim
which the climate
is.
Makes the cotton, citrus, and cattle all
yes.
grow.
Yes, there you go. And absolutely.
Very good tie-in.
Yeah, please, please join Arizona Farm Bureau, whether you're an Aggie or not, because we're all in this together. We all need good food. We all need safe food, and we're doing it, but we need everybody's support. So join the Arizona Farm Bureau and make a difference.
Your headquarters is in Higley, or has it been incorporated now?
It's been incorporated. We're actually in Gilbert.
You're in Gilbert, but it's on Higley next Saturday.
Yes.
September 30th, 6 p.m., you have your fall fling for young farmers and ranchers.
Correct. And young girls, there's a lot of good-looking young guys, and young guys, there's a lot of good-looking young girls. So
will you draw families from around the state at that event?
We have, yes, yeah. We do. We draw them all the way from Yuma and Cochise County, and it's for the young ones that aren't married. Now, it's 19 through 35. For the young ones that aren't married, it's better than Match.com.
And it's, I cannot remember the name of the website, but you always see it during the National Finals Rodeo. There's a website for single farmers.
Oh, yeah.
So at least you're narrowing it down to local here.
Right. I do think, though, that they should rejigger it. They need a different marketing person because the stereotypes on that are just a mess.
Live music, dancing, pedal bike races, antique tractors, take-home activities for the kids, silent auctions, 50-50 raffles. I'm sure you can find that at azfb.org.
Yes.
Next Saturday night in Higley for the young farmers and ranchers. Our final talking points on cotton, let's recap. We were talking about the number of acres that we farm in Arizona.
According to the USDA, this year there were 130,000 acres. The majority of those were the short staple cotton, but we also have about 15,000 acres in long staple, which is pretty significant. And a lot of those acres, by the way, are coming from Graham County. They grow a lot of cotton in Pinal County, Maricopa County, Graham County. Yuma County grows cotton. They've gotten most of their cotton off because they're getting prepped and ready and already planted for the produce season. But a lot of our counties here in Arizona grow a lot of cotton.
That equates to 397,000 bales.
Yes.
If you've ever seen a bale of cotton, it's got to be 12 feet tall.
It's tall, and it's close to 500 pounds. So one bale of cotton would weigh, if we could lift it, 500 pounds.
Now, I don't know where those are shipped to from that point. Obviously, textiles. But to keep it local, it gets shipped off. It's made blue jeans. It's come back to the storefront. Your blue jeans wear out. Instead of putting those in a landfill, if you don't have a craft project you're doing with those blue jeans, there's a local company that'll take those and make insulation.
Correct. Bonded Logic right on Arizona Avenue. And our cotton, even though maybe we ship it out and it gets manufactured somewhere, all agriculture is local because that cotton that was grown in Arizona is probably in your shirt. So there you go.
And that insulation can live in your home another 30 years.
Yes.
So it goes from the farmer to the consumer to the contractor or homeowner that's insulating their home. It's a very long-term product.
It is.
Grown right here, a $500 million industry in Arizona. Julie, we appreciate your time with
us
this morning, and it's fillyourplate.org. If you're looking for other farm products for your plate, obviously, fillyourplate.org.
Yes, and thank you.
We don't eat cotton, we wear it, but there are food products there.
Yes, and Romero family, thank you
and
for all you do.
Julie made Rosie on the house history today.
The first Facebook Live
broadcast. So thanks for helping us and making another historical day. Thank you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Mr. Steve Kep coming in talking about your utility bills. I'd like y'all during the break here the next few minutes to go to your bill paying station and get your bill. Many of you may have to go online and pull it off online, but let's go through this and figure out exactly how we can understand what we're being billed for. I will tell you that from August 2012 to August of 2016, just at my house, and I'm kind of focused in on it, so I may be a little out of the ordinary, but I've dropped my power consumption, and I've dropped my bill, my August bill, by over 50%. Summer cooling bill cut 50%. Steve Kep will come in, and we'll talk in this next hour exactly how, by understanding your bill, you can start focusing in on being more comfortable. We've got a super cooling issue. A topic, but here at the end of the summer, I can't believe how many testimonials are just rolling in the office right now.
Get your utility bill, whether you pull it up on your screen or your smartphone, print one out. Have your utility bill in front of you. If you never understood super cooling, have your bill, and at the end of 1 hour, you'll know, you'll be an expert.